I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now the round one fixtures, they are said to be released tomorrow, but they have been leaked already. They were leaked last night. I was out at dinner, so I haven't had a look at them yet. I'm going to have a look at them now, do a live reaction. I haven't had a look at any of these matchups so far, so I'll be reading them live as they come to me, giving my reactions. So this is from the NRL roast as well, normally pretty accurate. So Thursday night, we've got the Panthers taking on the Seagulls, so we've got Nathan Cleary versus DCE, Tom Trbojevic up against one of, if not the best defensive team in the NRL Premiership, the Penrith Panthers. That will be massive. Really looking forward to that one. The only downside, of course, Nathan Cleary, he might not be in for that game. He has had surgery. I'm not sure if he's going to be ready for round one. Stay tuned to the NRL physio for that one. But I think that'll be a good game. The Penrith Panthers, obviously the defending premiers, the Manly Seagulls. Obviously, the season ended in pretty shit form for them. Obviously, there is this big understanding or this big stink around them that they can't beat these top shelf teams. So for them to come out in round one and give it to the Penrith Panthers, wow, what an achievement that would be. Really interesting year for both of these sides. I think they're two of the more interesting sides heading into next season. Obviously, the Panthers going for back-to-back premierships, they're always going to be interested. But the Manly Seagulls, their ceiling is so high and their best players are so good. But to go out and get slapped the way they did in finals last year or this year at the moment, very interesting. So Thursday night, I think that's a good game to kick off the season. That'll be interesting. Hopefully Nathan Cleary, he is fit to play. Just thinking about new recruits to both those sides, I don't think the Seagulls have really signed anyone, and I don't think the Panthers have signed anyone either at the moment off the top of my head. The Penrith side will be very different, though. Obviously losing Matt Burton, losing Tevita Pangai Jr. We're hearing they potentially could lose Api Kurisau. Whether that happens or not remains to be seen. But an interesting fixture there, nonetheless. Friday night, we kick off with the Warriors taking on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. That'll be the first time we see Sean Johnson back in New Zealand Warriors colours. That'll be very exciting. Taking on the St. George Illawarra Dragons, Andrew McCulloch returns, and they sort of were hoping they hand the keys over to this young brigade of superstars. Really looking forward to them going to that next level. Obviously, Ben Hunt's still the leader there. So a good sprinkle in this Dragons team of sort of journeymen, couple of experienced guys in your Jack DeBellins, your Ben Hunt, your Andrew McCulloch's, and then just this sprinkle of young guns that is just so exciting to see. So yeah, really looking forward to that one. I think that'll be another really good matchup there. Then we got the Broncos versus the Rabbitohs, of course, the Adam Reynolds Cup. The Broncos, they obviously welcome Kurt Cable and Adam Reynolds. Of course, Kurt Cable, that's another one that has left the Penrith Panthers. So that'll be great to see the Broncos taking on this new Rabbitohs side. The Broncos, they'll be a completely different side because they've got a seven. And the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they'll be a completely different side because they don't have a seven. Funnily enough, it is the same halfback, Adam Reynolds. So very, very excited to see that. Obviously, the Rabbitohs coming out of the Wayne Bennett era as well. So interesting to see who's the skipper there. You know, how this team comes into this game, the loss of Adam Reynolds, and how much he improves the Brisbane Broncos. Just looking forward in general to seeing You know, your guys like Adam Reynolds go head-to-head with Cody Walker. I assume Latrell Mitchell will still be suspended for this game off the top of my head because they've made it to the grand final. Maybe he's okay. I'm not sure. We'll have to do a bit of a deeper dive into that. But if Latrell Mitchell is able to play, hopefully we get to see Latrell versus Selwyn Cobbo. That would be unreal if these two fullbacks went head-to-head. Personally, I think Selwyn will probably start in the centres once again. I'd be sort of easing him into it. But Kevin Walters would know better than me. It'd be great to see those two go head-to-head, though. That'll be unreal, the Adam Reynolds Cup there on Friday night. Saturday, we've got the Sydney Roosters taking on the Newcastle Knights. Now, the Sydney Roosters, they are going to look very different to what we got used to last year. You will, of course, welcome back Lindsay Collins. You will welcome back Luke Keary as well. It'll be interesting to see who plays six. Does Sam Walker partner him or not? And you'll have Connor Watson walk into this side as well, potentially Kevin Naguama as well. So, very, very exciting. You might see Joseph Suwali return once again. So a lot of these injured players will come back for the Sydney Roosters. They will be without, you know, Josh Morris, Brett Morris. So a bit of a changing of the guard at the Roosters, but they get enough guys back from injury that I just can't wait to see Luke Keary in particular taking on the Knights, who we're hearing they are going to be Mitchell Pearceless, so that will be very interesting. I'm keen to see who they're able to sign over the next few months to step into that role, or if they just use Joey internally to maybe move KP to 5'8", you know, excel the game of Jake Clifford. They have got a couple of options there, but that one will be very interesting. The Roosters and the Knights, traditionally, really good rivalry. Obviously, dating back to the 2000s, Freddie versus Joey was always unreal. So, really excited to see that one as well. It would be interesting to see how this Knights team lines up. And to be honest with you, I just cannot wait to see Luke Keary playing rugby league again. He's one of my favourite players in this competition. Cannot wait to see him return. Obviously, Victor Radley as well, a couple of other guys, Angus Crichton and whatnot. So, exciting game there. Looking forward to that one. Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. as well. So, beautiful conditions, hopefully, for Kalyn Ponga. Hopefully, we get a dry track there for him to light it up. KP versus Teddy. Sensational stuff. The next game, we've got the Cronulla Sharks taking on the Canberra Raiders. Really interesting game here. Obviously, this new-look Sharky side, Nico Hines, Dale Finucane, Cam McInnes as well, taking on the Canberra Raiders. And these are two teams that they'll drag you down to your level. If there was two teams that are like similar in this regard, I think it's these two. They got tough, tenacious forwards. The Raiders forwards, they kind of dropped off a little bit at the end of last year. But these are two teams who, you know, they don't really have traditional sort of halves. They've got, you know, Jack Wyden, who is a fullback center. Now he's a 5'8". He's done really well, no doubt about it. Then you've got Jamal Fogarty, who's sort of come from nowhere over the last year or two. Not a premier halves combo, but a really solid one. And then you've got the Cronulla Sharks, who will be, obviously, Nico Hines at 6 and Trindle or someone at 7. I think we've all sort of got question marks over both of these halves pairings. But it's the forwards battle that I cannot wait to see. Two teams that they are just more than happy to put their head where most wouldn't put their foot. So very excited for the Sharks versus Raiders game. Then, oh, good God. Saturday night, West Tigers taking on the Melbourne Storm. Main game to finish off Super Saturday. Of course, the Melbourne Storm, off the top of my head, I don't think they've lost a round one game since 2001. If I had to bet on a team that's probably not going to stand in their way, I'd have to guess the West Tigers. But keep in mind with this game of football that I believe Brandon Smith and Cam Munster are going to be out for this one. So it will be a test for them. Harry Grant will be at 9, Jerome Hughes at 7. So Ryan Pappenhausen at fullback. There is still a heap of quality in this Melbourne Storm side, no doubt about it. This West Tigers team, depending on where they fit Jacko Hastings, there is going to be a couple of changes there and whatnot. But for the vast majority outside of that, and getting Peachy in, I guess, as well, this Tigers team will stay similar to what they were last year. So, yeah, that probably closes the gap a little bit in that game, makes it a little bit more interesting. But, good God, you're going to be a brave man to bet on the Tigers to knock over the Melbourne Storm in round one, especially for a game that Melbourne have this much time to prepare for. Let's move to Sunday afternoon. You got the Gold Coast Titans taking on the Parramatta Eels. Hopefully that'll be at CommBank Stadium. It's the Parramatta Eels versus the Titans. Sorry, so it looks like Eels will be the home side there. The Eels obviously coming off a pretty good final series, I thought they looked better than what I expected them to. A lot of guys starting to get under a bit of pressure there, though, so they'll be keen to start the season on the right foot. Big year for Mitch Moses, Dylan Brown, Clint Gutherson. I think if they fall short again this year, you know, there's going to be a lot of questions marks at the end of the season. Taking on the Gold Coast Titans, too. Really interesting offseason from them. Obviously, letting Jamal Fogarty go, handing the keys to young Toby Sexton. AJ Brimson moving positions. Jaden Campbell becoming the full-time one. A lot of movement there. They've got this quality forward pack they need to get the absolute best out of. David Fifita up against Isaiah Papali'i, one that I'm very excited for. Big Tino going head-to-head with Junior Paulo, Nathan Brown, these sort of fellas. So looking forward to that one. That'll be a good little clash there. Then on Sunday afternoon, the late game, you got the Cowboys taking on the Bulldogs. I don't know. This one, I guess, Cowboys, nothing really changes up there. You'd want to hope Jason Taumalolo is playing at the bare minimum. They've got to work out who's going to be their seven between Dearden and Chad. It's going to be a really interesting year for the Cowboys. I'm not sure how much upside they have in them realistically. And then you got against the Canterbury Bulldogs, who, whilst they've got a whole lot of changes, we went through yesterday, named our best 17 for the Canterbury Bulldogs heading into season 2022. You can go and listen to that now. We've gone a little bit unorthodox. But as I said in that podcast,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Canterbury fans are going to have to be patient. It's going to take this side time to gel. You're going to have Jeremy Marshall-King with either Avarillo or Flanagan. Those guys have played together, but then you're partnering them up with Matt Burton. You're partnering them up with Matt Dufty at fullback, so completely new combos. I think they'll go with like a Johnny Asiata or a Tevita Pangai Jr. at 13, so that changes your combinations up once again, unless they stay with Josh Jackson at 13, which personally I think is a waste. With all due respect to Josh Jackson, play in the front row, do your same role, but let someone with a bit of upside jump into the 13 jersey and move the ball around a little bit. So Canterbury, I'm excited to see them play in 2022. I think they're going to do pretty well. But obviously round one is going to be a big test coming off this preseason with a heap of new guys getting to know each other and learning how to gel with each other. So round one, Thursday night, Penrith Panthers, Manly Seagulls. Friday night, New Zealand Warriors and the Dragons, reportedly the early game, followed up by the Adam Reynolds Cup, the Brisbane Broncos and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Super Saturday, Roosters v. the Newcastle Knights, Cronulla Sharks v. Canberra Raiders, West Tigers taking on the Melbourne Storm, and then Sunday, Eels v. Titans, and then round one will reportedly wrap up with the North Queensland Cowboys taking on the Canterbury Bulldogs.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.